And welcome back here to Iowa Falls Alden High School. Quinn Douglas back here. And we are joined by a special guest joining us here on the headset. We have the head coach of the newly crowned North Central Conference dual team champions, Corey Yoder, joins us. Coach, congratulations and great effort here tonight against a pretty good competition.
Yeah, Quinn, we had some great competition tonight. We knew coming into this meet, our main focus was the Algona Bulldogs. We knew we had to get them to get that championship. Last year, they took it to us. They beat us 42-17 in their place. They went on to win the state dual championship. We finished third. This year, we want that turn. We want to be the champions, and we proved it tonight with a big win over them tonight, 49-19.
Yeah, you got off to a great start, up 29-0 after six or seven waits to open up the night. And it kind of brought me back a little bit to that state, that regional duel last year with Hampton, where you guys got off to such a big start, and it really kind of snowballed from there. Was there any kind of feeling, kind of deja vu from that feeling about getting off to such a good start, especially with how your lighter weights wrestle against the Bulldogs?
Yeah, I mean, we knew we had to get off of a fast start. We knew we were favored in the first six matches for sure. We knew they were going to try to bump up, which they did. They were going to try to avoid Linden. They were going to try to avoid Adrian, which they did. We did get a forfeit from Adrian. We did get a fall from Linden, but they moved Brooks Morgan up to 138 to wrestle Ryan Harwick. And that's what I just said a few minutes ago. That was a big win for us. Ryan jumped up and got a big win over Brooks Morgan, who's a rated wrestler at 132. And Reed Campbell did a great job, too, at 144. The young man's cutting a lot of weight to get down to 144. Lost a close match to McGregor right at the end. He's come a long way. And just our upper weights, Quinn, with Dawson Byer at 150. Colin Sesker's dominator right now. Improves to 30-2 tonight, yeah. And he's just pinning everybody these days. Then you have Rylan Morgan back from injury. He suffered his first loss in almost a month. He's 20-3. Then we had Easton Byer. And then you can't forget about a big heavyweight, JT Kelso. Just comes out, two big falls tonight. So our team is the duel right now. We're rolling.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of headliners on this team, guys like the Fetzenbaum brothers and JT Kelso, Colin Sesker, the list goes on and on, the Byer brothers. But I feel like where this team really surprises people are the glue guys. When I say glue guys, these are guys that don't get the headlines. Mm-hmm. The Ryan Hartwigs, the Cole Whipholms, the Paxton Redeniuses. I feel like that's where a lot of greatness lies on this team and what makes it such a formidable lineup up and down the card.
Yep, you are 100% correct. Our lineup is stacked. I mean, that's a good thing. If you want to win a dual state title, Quinn, you got to have balance all the way through it. And even other guys like tonight, Adam Hodson stepped in and filled in so we could bump Easton Byer up and Rylan Morgan up. You have Eli Hodges, who won us the Don Bosco meet about a week ago.
Yep.
Kids like that step in. That's why you never leave a kid behind. You always work on these kids matter. We're going to need you at certain times to come through. And all the kids are coming through for us so far this year.
And Saturday, obviously, it's a big one. North Central Conference is at a historic venue like Humboldt High School. Obviously, a lot of fanfare, a lot of excitement for your program about that. And, you know, for this program, you've got some guys in this program. This is their first time wrestling in a tournament like the NCC's. Yeah. A tournament filled with so much history and so much pride and tradition. You know, just maybe for some of those new guys, the guys like an Easton Byer, like a Dawson Byer, people like that, or people like that are first-timers, like a Reed Campbell. Just what's your message to guys that are relatively new to wrestling in a tournament with the prestige of the North Central Conference?
The one good thing I'll say, Quinn, about our team, we have put our kids to the test. They've had they're battle-tested, going to the Cliff Keen, Battle of Waterloo. We've seen the toughest competitions, so those kids will be ready. I'm not worried about them. They showed it tonight, and like I said before, we were so focused on Algona tonight. That was our main focus. Even Dr. Gabrielson, who's in Texas tonight, was texting me during the meet because I've been under the weather making sure all this stuff. So we know what this means to the Clarion Goldfield Dallas High School. They want to bring that NCC tournament back to our home, and I think we're the big-time favorite, so everybody's going to be going against us, but I think we're the big-time favorite going in on Saturday.
Yeah, it's always a little bit different. We got a target on your back, and obviously after NCC's, I know we've heard you talk about state duels and the goal of getting that state dual championship, and obviously, you know, the NCC is a great test to get you guys ready for that run in regional duels and eventually state duels coming up on February 7th. And just, you know, between now and February 7th, when you guys get to that state dual tournament, what are some things that you want to see from this group that you feel if you guys can really, and it may not be something you guys are struggling with, maybe just a change here or a switch here that you want to see to get your team ready to go for when regional duels come around and state duels on the 7th of February?
Our main motto, getting better every day. Mm-hmm. Just keep coming in the room, getting better. We'll work on things tomorrow, get things fixed that we didn't do right tonight. And we said before the meet in the locker room, Quinn, is like, hey, we have to beat Algona. If we want to host, we need to beat Algona, because we can't leave it in the coach's hands. We have to put our foot down and dominate it, and we did do that tonight. So I give our kids 100% credit. We'll get things fixed. We'll be back and ready for Strong on Saturday. And we do have a meet on Monday against Eagle Grove and Four City, but then we're going to have a few days off just to rest, get healed up, get our weight under control, and be ready to go on Tuesday, which I think is the third for Regional Duels, which we should be hosting. We'll find that out probably on Tuesday, Monday night, or either Tuesday morning.
Yeah, us here at KQWC will be with you guys the whole way until you guys are done. So, Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Again, congratulations tonight, and we'll see you on Saturday over at Humble.
Thanks, Quinn. Thanks for all the great coverage, my
friend. Absolutely. That was Corey Yoder, the head boys wrestling coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys, here on our post-game wrap as we'll sign things off tonight here from Clarion. Iowa Falls, the Cowboys, your 2025-26 North Central Conference dual team champions tonight, sweeping Algona and Iowa Falls Alden. Sports Director Quinn Douglas signing off. Have a great rest of your Thursday, everybody. We'll talk to you folks again on Saturday over at Humble for the North Central Conferences.